Hurricane Fiona made first landfall in Puerto Rico last Sunday, where half of the U.S. territory is still without power. It marched over the Dominican Republic, destroying homes and businesses as it went, then brushed the Bahamas and swept by Bermuda on Friday. And now it's on track to make a very rare hit on eastern Canada.
Total rainfall amounts, again, we're looking at some of the same numbers we were looking at yesterday, with 100 to 150, with some localized amounts that could exceed 150. And the gray area that you see on the map here in Nova Scotia is for areas that potentially could exceed 150 millimeters.
Currently a Category 4 storm, it may land as a post-tropical storm, bringing potentially dangerous storm surges, winds, and likely massive power outages.
People shouldn't do dumb things. That may sound self-evident, but don't go to the water and try to be a big shot. Don't surf. We've got surfing here that's great, but don't surf in a hurricane.
And as it passes, all eyes will then turn southward. Another tropical depression in the Caribbean has formed that forecasters say could grow into a powerful hurricane, likely to hit the U.S. state of Florida in the coming days. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera.